Chapter 5. Woofing in Seal Rocks. We crossed over the harbour bridge onto the north shore and were soon on a long, straight road. "I'm happy you're travelling with me," said Guy. "The distances here are so enormous that it takes hours to go anywhere." "It takes about 7 hours to drive to Seal Rocks, so we can stop for lunch on the way." About 2.5 hours later, we stopped at the side of the road. We were in a small town built next to the main road. "This is my favourite place to stop on the way to the house," Guy told me. "This little cafe has got the most incredible prawns and oysters, and they're very cheap. I hope you like seafood." "Yes, I do, but it's often very expensive in Spain," I told him. The cafe was a small, square, grey building. Guy ordered 2 dozen oysters and an enormous plate of prawns, and we carried our plates outside and sat at a small wooden table covered in white paper. It all cost a few Australian dollars. Amazing! Port Stephens is the nearest city. "It's Australia's biggest producer of oysters," said Guy. "When I stop here, I know that I'm on holiday. It's so different to England." We ate with our fingers and cleaned our hands on the paper on the table. It was very messy, but I loved eating like this. It was early evening when we arrived at Seal Rocks. The road got narrower, and we stopped outside a small wooden house. "We're home," announced Guy. Then, suddenly, he pointed towards the ocean and shouted, "Look! Look there!" "Where? I can't see anything," I said, frustrated. Guy handed me his binoculars. "Now look," he repeated. "Isn't that the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?" I looked to where he was pointing, and then I saw it. A spray of water that came out of the ocean like a fountain. It was the curved back of a humpback whale. Suddenly, it flew out of the water and returned with an enormous splash. "Oh, wow! You're right! It is beautiful," I shouted to Guy. It was such a special moment to see this majestic whale. We watched it as it continued its journey southwards. Then we sat quietly for half an hour and looked at the sea. The whales usually migrate between June and October, but sometimes we can also see them in May or November, Guy told me. "I didn't see any in Sydney," I said. "I saw dolphins a few times, which was fantastic. It was another incentive to get up early." I sat on my surfboard and watched them swim past Bondi Beach. That was amazing. They're very beautiful creatures. "Yes, they are," he agreed. "But for me, the whales are even more special. Now that you've seen one, I'm sure you understand what I mean." I certainly understood what Guy meant. The whale was so big and beautiful, and I felt very privileged to have seen it. At the top of this hill, we had an incredible view of the long, empty beaches to the north and south of us. Below us were the group of little rocks that gave Seal Rocks its name. On our first day, we had already seen a colony of Australian fur seals on these rocks, looking after their babies. It was nice to watch them lie in the sun, splashing and playing together. We stayed at Seal Rocks for a week. Every morning, we got up and cycled to the next beach, through the woods, to watch the sun come up. We saw dolphins and seals, and then we went for a swim. Later, we returned home for a big breakfast and I helped Guy work on the house for the rest of the day. We did lots of things in the garden. I chopped 2 tree trunks for firewood, which was very hard work, and we painted 2 of the rooms. On our last night, we had a barbecue and sat outside, looking at the stars through the trees. "Thank you, Daniel," said Guy. "You've helped me a lot. I appreciate it. I've got friends up in Byron who might like your help. I can call them for you if you want. They're called Ananda and Rose, and they're really nice." "Yes, please call them," I said immediately. This woofing was a brilliant idea.